Okay, so this is our, after we spent four shiurim on the Gedr HaMitzvah of Shofar, right, the benefit, hopefully you'll see the benefit of that, was that now as we really go through all the topics, I'll say through Hadapim, we'll have this background and be able to analyze a lot of the details of Shofar with more ammunition. So let's go to the first topic. I'll say the Hadapim is the topic of Inkategor Nasa Sanegor. This comes up on the Mishnah on Chavav Omer Aleph, right? Starting with a Machlokes Tanaim about whether a Shofar Shal Para is kosher for Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. Akiva, would you mind starting us off with the Mishnah?
Sure. All Shofars Kshirim Chutz Mishal Para. All Shofars are acceptable to use except for that of a cow. The Nishu Karen, because that's foreign. I'm Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says that how local Shofaros Nigru Karen, there aren't all Shofars called Karen Shanah, as the Pasuk says. It says Karen, but then later in the
Pasuk. Exactly. So if you stopped here, you're just learning Mishnayos, you'd think that basically the machlokes between the Chachamim, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, was all about the question about whether the Geder of Karen, basically whether a Karen can be used as a shofar. But as the Gemara goes on, particularly Ula is going to present that really, on the Chachamim, not only is there a psul for Shofar Shal Para because it's defined as a Karen, but also another factor. Shlomo, what's that other factor according to Ula? What's the other psul for Shofar Shal Para?
Inkategor Nasa Senegor.
Exactly, Inkategor Nasa Senegor. So let's go through the Gemara, starting with the Ula Amar.
Me?
Yeah.
Ula Amar. Well, it says, "Hainu time as Rabbanan, kid Rav Chista." So Rabbanan are Tanakam are following the opinion of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, "With Neima in Kohen Gadol Nichnas Bevig Day Zav Lufnai VeLufnim." Right. So why can't a Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh HaKodashim with the Big Day Zav or Lavad Avoda to do the Avoda Lufisha in Kategor Nasa Senegor? Because of this idea, literally the prosecutor can't become the defendant, meaning the Zav from the Ego is now shouldn't be now used to do the avoda.
Exactly. That's right. So according to Ula, or one of the primary reasons for the Chachamim is that they, this psul of in kategor nasa senior. Exactly like Shlomo just said. Literally means that a prosecutor cannot become a defendant. Yon, in your own words, what is this idea of in kategor nasa senior?
That's something that was used as an offense can't be used now as something that we would be appealing. In this case, for forgiveness.
Exactly, right? If you're trying to do something, minyani kapara, right, whether it be Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, right, you shouldn't use something which has an association with which particular avera?
Here?
Yeah, meaning what's the avera that we're trying to stay away from?
Getting par in the, or zahav in the basement.
Because what were they connected to? Zahav. Exactly, the Egel HaZav. So whether it's using Zav in the Big Day Zav for the Kohen Gadol, or whether it's using a Shofar Shal Para, both the Par / Para and the Zav are all reminders of the Avera of the Egel HaZav. And, right, and the idea is, the Smar is that when you're trying to get Kapara, it's pretty callous, right, inappropriate to remind the person you're trying to get Kapara from of another very serious, severe sin. It sounds as if it's meaningless to you. It sounds as if you don't really regret. Right, the Klal Yisrael don't really have charata about the Egel HaZav if we're willing to just so callously use for a chetmin, whether it be the Big Day Zav or for the Shofar Shal Para, just using something which is a clear association with that avera. It sounds like we have no regret, no charata over that avera, and that's the psul of En Kategor Nasa Sanegor. Excellent. So what we really have to discuss is really the Hemshech of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara is going to, because there do seem to be, things, items of gold and items connected to a par which are used in the Beis HaMikdash in the context of Kapara. So the Gemara is going to basically present as kashyos, right, as questions, different things which are used, which are connected to a par or are made of gold. And the Gemara, in answering why in Kategor Nasa Senegor doesn't apply to any of these things, is going to present basically four qualifications. Basically, right, that in Kategor Nasa Senegor will only apply when the total of four conditions are met. So again, what we're going to do is, based on the point of the Seder of the Gemara, go through four of these conditions and analyze each of them. So again, just to summarize, the structure of the Shira is going to be that the Gemara is going to establish that in Kategor Nasa Senegor, that psul will only apply when four qualifications are met. So let's go through each one of them. Gavi, would you mind starting with the first kasha? The first kasha, which is See, velo?
Velo, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like more velo. So, are you not
really
allowed to bring the big, is this, I assume velo, are you not allowed to bring
meaning
the big
meaning, is this really a psul of inkate or not sasane, or can you not have any association right. with a par or a zav?
How you could dam par.
So the first kasha is what? From dam par.
Right.
Because right, it's can make
the
dam
into the kodesh kodesh.
Exactly, right. Comes the chatos pnimios. Right, there's certain karbonos where the dam of the par is brought into the kodesh kodesh.
Right,
and yet that's an association with the par. Egal right. Zav. So doesn't that disprove the klal in kategor nasas anegor? So here the Gemara is going to present the first qualification. Go for
first
it.
First one is ho of ishtani. One since it's changed literally. Meaning once it's changed forms, meaning it's not. I guess literally it's blood, it doesn't have any form or it doesn't resemble any par anymore, so
excellent.
Therefore it doesn't remind you of the igla zav, and it's okay.
Excellent. So let's just read Rashi hol v'ishtani.
Rashi hol v'ishtani lios dam, since
right,
it's changed to become dam and it's not an actual par anymore, v'ein maris par nikar, and the image of the par is not nikar anymore.
Exactly. Well, so this, again, so the first qualification that is that in kategor nasa se nigor, one second, will only apply if there is no shinui. Right? So in kategor nasa se nigor will only apply if there is no shinui. Because when there is no shinui, so then you have a clear association with the avera, like an example of a shofar shalpara. Right, the same horn, right, the same shape as it was when the para was alive. So there's no shinoi there. So you're basically, in the case of the shofar shalpara, you're bringing the same exact shofar shalpara as it was when it was alive, and therefore that's a clear connection association with para, and therefore to the avera of of the egel azav, and therefore that triggers in kategor nasa senegar. So as we're sort of just saying, this this condition clearly does not exclude, right, shofar shalpara, because when it comes to shofar shalpara, there is no shinoi, because it's, right, there's no change to the tsura of the shofar shalpara when you're bringing it as a shofar. Moshe.
So does that mean that there is a distinguishable difference between a sheep's horn and a cow's horn that's, like, easy to tell? Like, I don't know.
That's the mashmas.
I guess not an
expert. Yeah, we're not experts in it, but I guess, yeah, but again, also it is lifnei Hashem, right? So again, part of it is like, are you presenting the shofar shalpara as is in front of Hashem? So even if you personally don't recognize it, the fact that you're presenting the same shofar shalpara, that's the problem. It shows the insensitivity.
At the same time, though, we're presenting the dam shalpara. God knows it's the dam shalpara. Right?
But again, the fact that there is a shinoi breaks that association. I mean, it's no longer insensitive because you're not bringing the exact same thing that connects to the Avera, as long as the Shinoi, that shows that, you know, there's no lack of sensitivity in that case, right? See, Moshe's pointing out this issue that, again, it's all about, you know, it's all about reminding Hashem anyways. You know, he needs a reminder, but it's really coming back to that reminder showing a lack of, you know, sensitivity on our parts. Oh. So again, so I'll say condition number one is a lack of shinoi, and that clearly does not exclude shofar shalpara. No one thinks it does because there is no change in the shofar shalpara itself. Okay, that was pretty simple. Now going on to the next one. Shimi, since we discussed this a lot. Ika, in the second question.
Yeah.
Right, when it comes to the aron, the kaporet, right, the aron kodesh, the kaporis, right, the cover, and the kruvim, right, they're all made out of what?
Out of gold.
Exactly. This is not a connection to para. This is a connection to the zahav. They're all made out of gold, or at least covered by gold. So therefore, you would think in kategor nasa senegor. So Gemara says, no, there's a second condition.
It's chote bayakrev kamrina.
So what does chote bayakrev kamrina mean?
Rashi.
What?
Rashi.
Yeah, if you want.
Chote bayakrev adam lay kervenu halom shu chote. The person shouldn't come close or there's some, like, you know, yuavoda with, like, hakrava, with the thing that they...
Right, so we're saying that in kategor nasa senegor is only triggered when you're, like, bringing it lifnei Hashem. And again, if you're just thinking misvara, getting back to that insensitivity, it's like, present something to Hashem which has clear associations with chet, that's inappropriate. But when it comes to the aron kodesh, the kapores, the kruvim, because they're stationary, you don't have that same factor of, like, the shtach, of, like you know, you're putting it in God's face, right? Kiviyachol, you're presenting it in front of Hashem, you're being makrivit. So the second condition is that it's only, that in kategor nasa senegor is only going to be a problem when that association, when you're being makrivit lifnei Hashem, if you will, like, it's a bigger shtach when you're actually presenting it to Hashem. So what does the Gemara not exclude at this point? I mean, what is the Shimi? What is the according to the Pashas of the Gemara? What does the Gemara not ask at this point?
Shofar.
All right. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, if there needs to be a hakrava, then this should also exclude shofar. So we're going to see in a moment. Right. So again, based on the Pashas of the Gemara, it sounds like shofar is a hakrava. Right. The Gemara doesn't have a problem with applying in kategor nasa sanegor based on this condition of bal yakriv, because it sounds like shofar is considered a hakrava. But we're going to see that this is a machlokis, right? So again, while it's a machlokis about whether shofar is considered a hakrava or not. Who is the big Rishon? Shalom, who is the big Rishon which says that shofar is excluded based on this klal of hakrava? Remember, there's a very important Rishon who says, if in kategor nasa sanegor only applies to hakravos, then this would exclude shofar. Moshe, would you mind reading that? There's a little Rashi in the Maskana. Rashi Dira Masal Kivan Delizi Karon Ka'asikulif Nimdami. And Rashi adds, right, very important. The Gemara is only giving this answer. We'll get to it in response to which question? What does the Gemara exclude? Seem to exclude shofar based on Moshe? Which condition? What? Not from that condition. Which condition? B'chut. Or sorry, meaning it needs to be bifnim.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right, the condition of it needing to be bifnim, that excludes shofar, and therefore the Gemara has to answer, But Rashi, at that point, adds a couple of very important lines. Go for it, Moshe. Okay, very important. So Rashi, and we'll analyze each line here, but the first line, which is relevant to us now, says that even though he says that shofar is not bal yakriv, does not fall under the condition of bal yakriv, right? But yet, we'll get to this later, yet this idea, kevon kevon tzlizi karonu, kelefin dami, overrides that. We'll get to that later. But again, now that we're talking about this second condition of bal yakriv, according to Rashi, shofar is not considered a hakrava. And we have to analyze that, right? To analyze, especially in light of all of our discussions of shofar, right? To analyze now Rashi, who thinks that shofar is not considered a hakrava. Yeah.
Can we just say, I'll be passionate to the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't ask any step before the end about shofar just because it wants to. Why do I have to ask Kasha from shofar? I can ask Kasha from Avodas Yom Kippurim Me'atzim, because I said the whole cloud Me'atzim by Avodas Yom Kippurim. So I want to clarify exactly what we're talking about first, and then I can bring in shofar.
It could be. I mean, you're trying to defend how Rashi would read the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay. It could be, but I wouldn't consider that the Pashas of the Gemara, but that would be a way for Rashi to read the Gemara. That's a point we'll take. So again, if you're trying to align, right, you're trying to understand why Rashi would not consider Hakrava, so which Rashi did we see in the Akdama, which would make a lot of sense with not considering Shofar to be Hakrava? Which Rashi? Rashi in Sefer?
Pardes.
Right, so based on that Rashi alone, the fact that Rashi in Sefer Pardes is Magdir the mitzvah shofar as din and shmiah. Sounds very internal, right? The focus of shofar is all the shmiah. So based on that Rashi alone, it would be very easy to understand that because the gedder of the mitzvah shofar is really internally is the shmiah, therefore there wouldn't be any hakrava. Right, so just based on Rashi and Sefer Pardes, it would be easy to understand why this Rashi would say that, oh, you're not being mocker of the shofar in any way, because it's all about the internal shmiah.
Are we talking about a physical bring in, or talking about?
Okay, we'll get to the moment.
Because you're mentioning that it's not a physical thing. I thought from the Hemshach we were just saying that it's a physical bringing in the shofar in.
Okay, good. So I think that's part of the machlokes here. We'll get there. Okay. But before let's present it as a question and answer here. Right. So while this Rashi, which says that shofar is not a krava, works well with the Rashi and Sefer Pardes, which Yeshurun, which other Rashi does it not seem to work out well with? Which other Rashi have we seen which might? You might say that it would imply that shofar would be a hakrava. Well, not according to what you just said, but it's sort of in the answer. But
Rashi
by Tzila. Right? Rashi Chavav Amabez. Right? When Rashi Chavav Amabez says that shofar is midin tzvila, So one can at least raise the question and say, wait a second, because we'll see from some Rishonim, that Rashi and Chaval Mabez says that shofar is midin tefillah. Once you consider shofar to be a din tefillah, then one could conceive of saying that is a hakrava. Right? You're being, in a way, right, the shofar is being, you're being makriv, right, the tefillos lifnei Hashem. So one could ask, so based on that Rashi and Chaval Mabez, and you sort of answered it before, but right, but based on Rashi and Chaval Mabez, so why that if Rashi really considers right the shofar to be din and tzvila, so therefore it's as if you're presenting through the shofar, you're presenting a tzvila lifnei Hashem. That should be a hakrava. So Yeshurun, what comes out of Rashi? What does Rashi think that the gedra of hakrava here is?
A physical bringing in.
Oh. So it comes out of Rashi that Rashi's gather of hakrava here is, I would say, a physical bringing of the chefza itself.
Okay, then.
Right? Only when you're bringing the chefza of the para or the chefza shel zav, right, then it's considered a hakrava. Right? Once again, let's finish the line. And therefore, for Rashi and Chavav, even if you think that shofar is a din and tzvila, right, what is being nikrav lefnei Hashem? Not the chefza shel shofar itself, right? It's the kol. The kol is the tzvila, which is going lifnei Hashem, but not the shofar itself. And therefore, it seems that Rashi's gedder of akrava here is that when the chetzo, which is associated with the avira itself, is nikrav in some way. But here, because the chetzo shall shofar, the shofar shall par itself is not nikrav, physically lifnei Hashem. If anything, it's the shofar being nikrav. Therefore, that's why Rashi does not consider shofar to be akrava. Yes, Shner, and then Shavi.
By the
Paris Rashi,
do we say that Bukhari is, there's a stira kind of, based on the fact that he's called Bahamahu?
One more time?
I was writing this. By the Paris Rashi, do we say that there's a stira
Bukhari? Between Chavav and Pardes based on the fact.
Yeah, basically he's called Bahamahu. Is that what we said?
Yeah, meaning again, Pasha's there, he's just trying to, let's say, play down the Tekiah. And again, remember we were putting together the Rashi and Chavav, the Sefer Pardes, that, you know, is that, you know, because the focus of the tefillah is the avodah shebelev shebo, so therefore that's why he's focusing on the shmia and not the kiyah. Yeah, shmia.
I'm sorry. How would this not just be mashmah from Rashi over here? Adam leik ben halom.
One more time.
How would this pshat and Rashi not just be mashmah from Rashi's words? Adam leik ben halom. Because well, pasha there actually is a physical bringing.
Okay, so you're saying.
I'm saying. Meaning. I was trying to understand what you were saying.
Well, yes, but hakrava can, because we'll see from other Rishonim. There's hakrava.
I'm saying the word halom.
What is it? How do you have an understanding of halom?
I thought it would be that it translated as there, no?
As here. Meaning, so yeah.
Pash, that means.
Well, yakrivenu halom.
Don't bring it here. Meaning.
Here to Hashem. Meaning. Right here to. I mean, don't bring it here. Don't be mocker of it to Hashem. So again, the question is, as we'll see in a moment, is that a physical hakrava? Or could there be a wider definition? But for Rashi, who says that shofar is not considered a krava, even though Rashi in Chavav thinks it's a tzvila, obviously his geder of a krava is more of a physical bringing, being makar of the object. Yes,
yeah, doesn't Rashi when he says that Adam le'akravenu, it's mashed as a physical? Otherwise, you just said that the kolos le'akravenu l'fnei Hashem? He should have just said kol.
Well, you could have said the person being makriv.
It seems like a really
okay, great. I mean, I'm happy for this to be Meduik and Rashi. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Right, exactly. Great. Meaning, if Rashi here, the Moshmos, is that it's a physical akrava, great. That would explain. Rashi Lashitaso, therefore he excludes shofar, even though Rashi himself, Lashitaso, thinks that a shofar is a din and tefillah because he needs a physical akrava. Great. Perfect.
Give it. But this Rashi also shows you read the Rambam and says that it's the kol and not the shofar.
One more time?
That we read the Rambam says you can't steal the
cold. Yeah, exactly.
Same thing here.
That, I mean, that you're offering the focus. Exactly. Oh, fine. The hakrava would be focusing on the coal, and that's not a physical. Okay. I mean, right, safer part days. Yeah. Also, it's focused. Oh, yes. Moshe. Yeah, we'll get back to that later. 100%. So within this hakrava, right? The first approach was that shofar is excluded. That shita is Rashi, and we just had to square that with the other shita of Rashi that shofar is tefillah. The other approach is that shofar is considered hakrava, right? And this the first makor for this is the pashas of the Gemara. Right, notwithstanding, you know, Shemi Sa'ara, but the Pasha is the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara, right when it introduces this condition of Bal Yakriv, it doesn't get up and say, oh, if you need a hakrava, so then what about shofar? Right, like it does later when it introduces the condition of bifnim. Right, the pashas of the Gemara is that it thinks that the shofar is a hakrava. And again, and we'll see in a moment, and what would be a simple way of understanding why shofar is hakrava?
He's actually bringing it in? Any of that?
No, the shofar, you know.
Oh, shofar.
Not giving him away to Hashem, it's a tefillah. Exactly. If you understand that shofar is a tefillah, then that would be a very simple way of understanding, right? Assuming that hakrava is not limited to a physical bringing of the chetzah, but anytime you're more broadly bringing something lifnei Hashem, then that could include shofar. If you think that shofar is a tefillah, and even if you don't think it's a tefillah, this idea of zikaron, which we'll get back to later.
Yeah. Sorry, just lechor tzarayim that read from the fact that the Gemara later is going to say mufnim make the chelik mufnim b'chutz. It's mashal we didn't know before of chelik mufnim b'chutz. So it's mashal we're talking about bayik raven. We're not talking about bringing it into the kosher kedushim because that would just be the same thing.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it's just a krovel of Hashem. Okay, good. And what right besides to the pashas of the Gemara, which other achron spells this out? Right, and he's even willing to lav dafka Rashi in a big way because he's so convinced that shofar is considered hakrava. The Yom Shura, excellent. So right, Gavi is 100% right. The Yom Shura, right, is even willing, right, is so convinced based on the pashas of the Gemara that shofar is considered hakrava that he's even willing to reread Rashi, right? Even though, as we said before, Rashi seems to be very clear that that shofar is not hakrava. He has a whole new read in Rashi. In order to get out of that. Gavi, would you mind reading? See four lines down towards the end, and it says, "Vitzarech lomar derashi nami hachikamar."
Vitzarech lomar derashi nami hachikamar. Shofar nami b'chutz. But to lomar, b'chutz leis bay mishum choti b'yakar. Rashi says, shofar nami b'chutz at the end. So Rashi was saying, beginning, where Rashi's Mahavmino, Rashi's Mahavmino was that since shofar is Mubachutz, therefore it doesn't have Chote Balyakriv, Dahamakriv and Nami Parim Bachutz, the Mustafin.
Exactly. So when Rashi says, the Laisbe Mishum, when he says that shofar Laisbe Mishum Chote Balyakriv, the Yom Shura is rereading that, not to say that shofar is not a Hakrava, but rather once shofar is considered Bachutz, there's no problem with it being Hakrava. Right. And the same thing, once it's Bachutz, there's no problem with it being Yisnai.
Right.
Right, so that's sorry. The Yom Shura, right, is so convinced by the pashas of the Gemara that shofar is considered a krava that he's even willing. Again, we've had yesterday also with the Aruch HaShulchan, rereading the Rambam. You see this time and time again where an achron is so convinced by the pshat that he's even willing to reread a rishon to make sure he agrees with him. So good number one is that Yom Shura clearly adopts this approach that the shofar is a krava and he even rereads Rashi into it. But very important, how does Yom Shura justify this towards the end of the piece? Remember how the Yom Shura justifies shofar being a hakrava? See the last three. See the last three words.
Gam chashivik
korban. Exactly. He says because shofar is like a korban, therefore of course it's a hakrava. And again, he doesn't spell it out, but seemingly the Yom Shura is thinking of shofar as a tefillah, right? Tefillahs are connected to karbanos, I would assume. Assume that's the connection here. So Yom Shura is clearly, right, is another makor for the tefillah approach, where the Yom Shura is saying that the reason why shofar is considered a krava is because shofar is a din in tefillah, and tefillah is like a karban in that it is nikrav lifnei Hashem. Yeah, so I guess it's just one last thing. So if you remember yesterday, remember Yom Shura was the same person who said that the Gedr HaMitzvah was both the Shmiya and the tzikia, and it says they have to be fulfilled with vasachas. And I said at the time, maybe if you think the shmiya is midin hirurei tshuva, and you think that the tzikia is midin shofar, maybe that would explain why you need to integrate because you want specifically the tzfila to trigger the hirurei tshuva. And I said at the time, but that assumes that the Yom Shura accepts the tzfila approach and the hirurei tshuva approach. But here at least we knock down one of those assumptions by here in this Yom Shura showing that he does accept the tzfila approach. So that's at least a riot to what we were saying yesterday. Yeah.
According to the Yom Shura, let's say when it says mi b'chut, it was always mi b'chut. I'm saying, let's say the gather of tefillah as reaching inside the panimi even from the very beginning. So therefore, so why should the answer
something
b'chut
being
change?
A hakrava does not necessarily mean that it was panimi.
But he understood it was when did the criteria be for about a sakrav to actually be inside?
I mean, you could say that something is. I guess that the chiddush of the kevan d'lizei karon who kilifnen dami is that we view this tefillah as not only being nikkur v'Hashem, but it's like lifnei Hashem.
And in the havamina, let's say before we said let's say mibachutz, what did he view it as?
That it was a hakrava, but it was still wasn't considered lifnei lifnei.
So then, what's the problem with the hakrava then? Why is the nikkur taken as a snigger? If it's just it's a hakrava outside, if the hakrava is outside, why is it from the nikkur taken as a snigger?
Meaning, before the gemara presents the condition of bechutz.
Yeah.
Meaning what? The Gemara was not Mesiachis to Bechutz versus Bechutz.
I understand, it's been before that, so therefore it would have been part of
and the Gemara in the beginning stages says as long as there's no Shinui, and as long as considered Hakrava, you have in Kategor.
Hakrava where? Presumably Bechutz Bifnim.
I mean, you can say how Hakrava to Hashem doesn't have to be...
Any Hakrava to Hashem? Let's say I do Shofaris outside sometimes. It would be considered Hakrava anytime then. During Tainus, I blow a shofar, that would be considered a krava. And in that stage of the Havam, you know. What?
It's not a tefillah.
It's only the tefillah, you're saying. And then any type of a krava at that stage would be bad. Even if it's not b'fnem.
Seemingly. That's what it seems like. B'mashakavatar of the Gemara, it seems like the Gemara only introduces the condition of b'fnem later, and therefore only as the kasha of shofar at that point. Mm-hmm. At this point, as long as it's considered a krava, it's in kategor, not sinigor.
Call the shofar a krava, like if that's what the akibta the intro wants to make in Rashi, if you call it a krava, why does it matter where it is?
Because of the different dargas, meaning there's a, you can have a krava b'chutz, we know, right? There are karbanos that's brought b'chutz.
But
exactly.
Okay.
No, it is a problem. At this point, any a krava is problematic. It's only later when we say, no, it's only going to be problematic. The inkategor nasasinigor is further limited. That it's only cross the threshold of like, you know, inappropriateness when it's not only a hakrava, but it's also dafka bifnim.
So you see that we're mevarech in the Gemara that only certain hakravos are actually problematic.
But at this stage...
In the Havamina, they're all.
Exactly. Yeah, and we keep on... Exactly.
Only kibifnim.
Exactly. The Gemara keeps on adding more and more conditions, more and more qualifications. Right. Yeah.
just for Tosfos, do we say that the fact that he's been started to answer why shofar falls under Bayisnaya means that is masking for Pasha that shofar would also be by Akrav, or do we say that it means that he holds it's only by Yisna and not by Akrav?
Hard to know. It's a great question. Right? Shimi is basically asking what Shitas Tosfos is about by Akrav. So you can go either way. Right? Shimi is saying either you say the fact that he's trying to stick shofar into by Yisna shows that he's accepting the Pashas of the Gemara and therefore would implicitly think that shofar is also Hakrava, and maybe he takes that as a different Pashat. Or do you say, no, he's Dafka sticking into by Yisna, but he doesn't think it's Hakrava. So you can go either way.
If he wants it to go into by Yakrav, then he would also want it to go into Yisna, which Pashas is not. You know, right? I mean, he wants to fit to every... If he wants to go into by Yakrav, it means that he wants to go into multiple games.
Well, for sure, it's not Shinoi.
Exactly. So maybe the
Pashas... But you can say that's for sure Pashat.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I'm saying if it needs to be by Akrav, according to Tosos, if it needs to also be by Akrav in order to be a problem being taken as Snager, then it would need to be if it needs to fit into... It's not Mustafa to say it needs to fit into two, right?
No, I mean, according to the first side, he's assuming it fits into all of them. So it's not a Shinui, it's a Hakrava, and it's Yisna.
Okay, right.
Okay, good. Okay, so far we've done the first condition of lack of shinoi. Second condition, it needs to be considered hakrava, and we saw the machlokes within hakrava whether shofar is excluded from hakrava or not. Now going to the third condition, Moshe, would you mind? Now after the Gemara introduces the second condition of shinoi, sorry, not shinoi, of hakrava, the Gemara says, wait a second, ikka kafa machta. Do you see that? What?
There are two Moshe sitting right here.
Oh, sorry. You, David Owens.
Right after
you say, Vaha Ika Kafa
Machta. Right, Vaha Ika Kafa
Machta. Right, because the Gemara is saying, wait a second, those are our kravos.
Right.
Right, but they're not stationary, you're bringing them in. I have to do the Ketores.
Right.
But, yeah. Oh, so now there's a new condition. Inka Tegra Nasa Senegra will only apply when it's considered Yisna. So what does Yisna literally mean?
It's hard. Called it like adorned or like, you know, something like extra.
Exactly. Yeah. So either adorned, that's really Rashi, or some benefit, that's Rishon. Oh. So basically, as Moshe is pointing out, the gedder of Yisna is a little vague, and it's going to be subject to Machlokas Rishon. But again, the general principle, right, before we get to the particular gedarim, is that it's some type of adornment or benefit. And the idea is that the inkateg or nasasanegor will only be triggered when you're not only being makrivit, but you're also getting some type of benefit from it. And the idea is if it's like a bigger shtach, right? Not only are you being makrivit, but you're getting some type of hana'ah from this thing, which is associated from the avera, in a inkateg or nasasanegor. Again, this is all each condition basically adds to like the inappropriateness to say that the psul of inkateg will only be when not only is the exact same form, not only are you being makrivit l'fnei Hashem, but here you're also getting some benefit from it that adds to the inappropriateness of it. But like in the context of Hakrava, there was a machlokas about whether shofar was included, whether shofar, you know, fulfilled this condition or not. So too, there's going to be machlokas Rishonim about whether shofar is considered yisna. But here, it seems like the machlokas is really about the geder of yisna. Before getting to there, take some questions. Moshe and then Akiva. Do you have a question? Okay, so is that a different girsa or is that a different pshat? That could be a pirush. So it's hard sometimes to know when a rishon substitutes a word. Is that just, does he have a different girsa in the Gemara, or is that just his pirush of what that word means?
It's easy to believe the Gemara became a Gemara.
What?
It's easy to believe the Gemara.
Okay, could be.
What? Drach says
pirush. Okay, interesting. Right, and we'll get to that in a moment. What's the hana? Then you get certain pride from it. But we'll get to that in a moment. Yeah.
So the category of benefit, everything that's included in that, the hakrava. So hakrava, everything that's included in hakrava seems to fit into benefit.
Everything?
Okay, what type of hakrava is not benefit?
What type of...
Like what's something...
Well, something that is a hakrava. Is this what you're asking, or is... No, is the opposite? Say it again?
What's something that you would say is knocked off by hakrava that wouldn't be knocked off by benefit?
Something that's not... Kaf and Machta is not knocked off by hakrava, but it is knocked off by Yisna. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right, Kaf and Machta are hakravos, but they're not Yisna. So that direction is... But Shimi, which might be what you intended, the question is the opposite. Once you have the condition of Yisna'ah, do you still need the condition of Hakrava?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting question. It depends on how you define what Yisna'ah is. Okay, so let's get to that now. So the machlokas about whether Yisna'ah excludes shofar or not is going to very much depend on what the geder of Yisna'ah is. So let's start first with the Rishon, who thinks that shofar is excluded from Yisna'ah. So Shlomo, who is the Rishon who says that shofar is not considered Yisna'ah?
It's not.
And before him, the same Rishon who says that shofar is not is Rashi.
Rashi?
Right, so Rashi, right, remember Rashi we read before, and Dir Maskel Kevan Delizi Karon, says that not only is shofar not Hakrava, it's also not Yisna'ah. So the question is, what's the geder of Yisna'ah for Rashi, right? Yeshurun, what's the geder of Yisna'ah for Rashi, which would therefore exclude shofar?
The haskit.
Exactly, right, exactly. Which
means back, like wearing it?
Exactly. We go back to Dira Maschil, actually the Rashi right before, and Rashi says, chote ba Yisna'ah, the hiskashepo, literally to be adorned by it, mm-hmm. right? To be beautiful, right? To wear it and to be beautified by it. Right, so again, clearly, big day zav that applies to it. So Rashi, because his geder of Yisna'ah is to be adorned by the item which has the association, therefore that clearly is going to exclude shofar because you're obviously not wearing the shofar. So Rashi, because of his limiting geder of what the Yisna'ah is only when you're adorned by it, and therefore it's going to exclude shofar. Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking like a little bit of like almost like Vikings almost where like
Viking?
Yeah, where I'm saying where like almost like chauffeurs like would be like a type of adornment and like the person holding it what at a moment of prestige with it. I don't know, imagine you're like an old, like, you know, the guy in the army like
he's like wearing blow.
He's wearing it and he blows it, like that's his job. Like couldn't you say that even in Rashi, like even Jesus Rashi that it is Hashkite? Like it is.
I mean, you're saying you could conceive, I haven't seen anyone who says it, you can see that even if someone says Liskashepo
correct
together and it would then, still include
Rashi says versus the parish,
only the Maskana.
No,
I'm fine. Even in the world,
it would be very bechiddush to say like that's part of its purpose is to be liskashi, but it's hard to say.
Especially if it's all decorated and it's a nice shofar, then like
let's go. If you find it,
yeah, I'm saying, okay, we'll obviously not into this Rashi because Rashi was kind of rejected. I'm saying, I just want to exclude the hash guide from being
okay. Interesting, but I would say Rashi is Lashitasa.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Rashi
is limiting Geder of Yisna being Lizgashe is what leads him presumably to exclude Shofar.
I just want to throw into ether that Lashi guide could exist as a theoretical.
Exactly. Sure.
I still like those two things. Like one, in the Yom Shura, why can't Rashi just be talking about the Maskana? What he's saying is only Shai to the Maskana, where that is true.
I think Rashi is explaining that the Maskana of Kevon Deglizi Karon who Kilifin Dami is basically needs to override not just the condition of Bechutz, but also Yisnaya and Avoda. What? That even though Shofar is, you know, seemingly Bechutz, seemingly not a hakava, seemingly not yisnaya bo, kevan delizi karon hu kilifnim dami, and that whatever that implies, we'll get to in a moment, is going to basically trigger inka degra nasa sanegra, even though it's not yisnaya, even though it's not hakava.
I guess I just don't understand how it's really Rashi from the sentence.
From Rashi?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you like the Yom Shuras pshat in Rashi, or...? Doesn't oh really?
You know, in that step we already know that.
Meaning he's saying Kevon is the Karon Kaasukulif Nimdami, and therefore this in Kategor Nasa Senegor, even though it's not a Akraba. Even though it's not Yisnah. I think that's the Pashas Rashi.
Well Lakora, that's what we're saying right now, right? But beforehand though, our assumption even Lakora Rashi would say that Shofar had those two conditions.
But he's saying, but what changed? I mean, the only thing that changed Kilif Nimdami is it seems like he's overriding the fact that even though they don't have those factors, so presumably up until now we've been assuming, according to Rashi, that Shofar's been excluded. Yes, Sean.
How does the Yom Shuah fit with the Rashi discussion?
Maybe you need to come on to Yeshurun's shot. Meaning, do you hear the cheshbon?
I didn't.
Meaning, Shalom's point is that according to Yom Shrua, Rashi thinks that not only is Shofar Hakrava, it is Yisnaya Bo. So then, question.
Oh, right, it's not.
How do you have the Skashi Bo? It's come on to the Viking shot.
I do like.
Okay, so there you have it, Yom Shrua, the Viking shot. Moshe, and then.
I thought it was interesting, particularly when Rashi defines the whole issue of Yisnaya. Bikubo halom, which may put there's a big stress on not just the act itself, but specifically Bikubo, and that it has to be halom. And then if it's Rashi's general shita, then the ikar of the Yisra of Enkade Ganase Snegor is within the Mikdash.
Why is that shita's Rashi, isn't it?
Well, it's shita's Rashi in the sense that. The fact that he has to...
Remember, Shofar is not in the Mikdash. Shofar is also a big villain.
It's not, but the Zikaron is a special Kiddush.
Okay. Okay. Fair. Yes.
Sorry, is Rebbe assuming that the Hashra for Rashi to say the Skashi is that he wants to preclude what Tosfos is saying? That he wants to limit the Shofar from this?
I don't know what the motivation is. I mean, I don't know what came the chicken or the egg. They're definitely consistent.
Hashra says Rashi wants to say the Skashi book is excluding Shofar from being by Yisna.
Exactly.
In Cain, how can we say that the Kruvim are Iskashi and Shofar isn't?
What?
How can we say that the Kruvim are Iskashi and Shofar isn't?
I'm not sure. Okay, good. So Rashi is of the Shita that Shofar is not considered Yisna because of his limited gather of Yisna to be Miskashi. There's a whole other group of Rishonim who say, along with Pashas of the Gemara, that Shofar is considered Yisna, and that's why the Gemara doesn't ask from Shofar right immediately after it introduces the condition of Yisna. So we're going to see these Rishonim interpret Yisna not as Lishkat to be adorned by it, but rather broadly speaking to get any benefit from it. Right? As long as the person derives benefit from the Chavtza, so then that triggers in category Nasas anywhere. And the idea is like it's inappropriate. You're not only being makrovit to me, you're also deriving benefit from it, and it has association with this Chet, that's too much. In Kategor, Nasa Sanegor. So the first Rishon who says this is Tosos. Akiva, would you mind reading Tosos Dimaratz Lechote?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Exactly. That's a tough question.
Right,
so he derives benefit from what?
The tequila.
from the kol, right? It sounds from Tosos that you there's a certain pleasure to hearing the kolos, and according to Tosos that fulfills the condition of Yisnat. Because you're deriving pleasure from hearing the kolos, therefore a shofar is considered Yisnat according to Tosos. Oh, so then in addition to Tosos, what other Rishonim, right, Struli? Exactly, Ritzva. The Ritzva is an interesting formulation. How does the Ritzva justify shofar being Yisnat? Do you have the Lashon? Very interesting Lashon, how the Ritzva justifies why shofar is considered Yisnaya. Anyone have it? B'shofar nami balis na'os. You have it? Yeah, it's the first one. She'en kategor. Yeah, okay, go for it. Yeah, but can you skip the line where it says b'shofar nami balis na'os? Lines in. Should we do the line? Anybody have the line?
It's
oh, yeah. You go for it?
The chauffeur now made Bali Zanos for the Ratas Eladona.
Oh. Right?
That the chauffeur comes to honor him by you. Right?
Oh, stop there. The chauffeur now made Bali Hisnaos Ula Hartzos El Adonov. Again, who I was talking to Shalom about this, right? Right, Shalom. What do you think the Ritzvah was saying? What's the hana'a that a person receives through the shofar?
That it's like a Ritzvah.
That it's a Ritzvah. It's a very interesting idea that because you are receiving Ritzvah, lifnei Hashem through the shofar, that seems to be the yisna, right, the kiyum of Bal Yisna'a according to the Ritzvah. Which is not like a physical benefit, but more of like a halachic benefit. The fact that the person is receiving ritzui through the shofar, that's what justifies it being yisna. Yeah.
Something that I got caught on is that Nesrika uses the lashon adonav.
What?
He uses the lashon adonav, which is plural.
So no, isn't that just his? That's just his adon.
Well, it would be adonav if the adon was singular. If the adon was singular.
I'm not a grammar expert. But
it's like Yadav just versus Yadav.
Anyone want to back me up here?
Yeah, what was the
El Adonav is not just his Adon?
Well, Adon Bukhar means multiple Adonim. Bukhar. Which that's why I wanted to say the phrase. What?
Usually I was not paying attention.
Yeah.
It's the word itself.
Assuming that the Ritva. Assuming the Ritzvah holds in Yichud Hashem, right? Assuming the Ritzvah holds in Yichud Hashem, right?
If not for the Hartzos, I would argue that it was similar to Tosos, but the Hartzos, you can't say that.
It sounds like it's a Ritz.
He's using the shofar to like make himself to like
Ritzvah. Oh yeah, I think it sounds like it's referring to Ritzvah lifnei Hashem.
Yeah,
and that's which is an interesting take. Again, the gather of Yisnaya for the Ritzvah is like Tosos. It's a broader Hana'a. So for Tosos, it's Hana'a just from the kol. On the Ritzvah, it's the Hana'a from receiving Ritzui. Yeah.
I guess if the point is that you're getting favor from Hashem because you're the one blowing it, then Hashem is the one giving you favor, even though you're blowing. It doesn't like then you'd be blowing a Karen, right? Because the whole point is that we're blowing a Karen. So then we'd be blowing a Karen and you'd be getting favor. So why is Hashem giving you favor if you're blowing to, like? The logic is that you can't use the Karen because it's...
Meaning it would be inappropriate for you to benefit from this Chepza in the form of getting Ritzui, because for you to benefit from a Chepza which is associated with the Egel Azov is inappropriate. That's how I'd formulate it.
Right.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to break the circularity, if that's a word.
Right.
You're trying to ask that circular logic?
Yeah, it's like Hashem is the one giving you favor.
Yeah, the point is, for you to derive such a benefit from this chepta, given that this chepta is associated with the sin, that would be inappropriate. Okay, I think that's how you get out of this, you know, the circular logic. Oh. And the other Rishon I had you see, who also has a different version of Yisnai, is who? The Tosvos? Tosvos Rid, right? How does the Tosvos Rid say? What's the benefit according to the Tosvos Rid?
You're shover nami ba Yisnahu sharehu mara kucho v'chachmaso b'tkiyaso. You're showing your strength and your smarts. You know how to blow it, and you know how to blow it.
It seems like, you know, it's a little like, you know, sounds a little immature, but like you know, the Baal Tokeya, like, you know, puffing his chest a little bit and saying, oh, look how well I'm able to blow.
Right.
And therefore, that is the Hanab picked on by the Rit. So again, Tosas, the Ritz, and the Tosas Rit, again, each one picks out a different Hana. They all seem to agree that the Geder of Yisna is a little broader than Rashi. For Rashi was limited to Miskashibo, which presumably is limited to something you wear, and therefore excluded Shofar. According to Tosas, the Ritz, and the Tosas Rit, it's a little broader to include any type of Hana, and each they each you know, pick out a different one. Yeah.
Tosas Rit is a little more of the...
One more time?
Tosas Rit is a little more of the Iskashi.
Why?
Because you're saying you're like puffing yourself up. And I don't know if it's...
No, but not a physical.
Yeah,
Iskashi,
it's a little closer.
It could be the same gather as Iskashi. Maybe it's not physical, but the idea of Iskashi is to make yourself look better.
Oh, in that sense.
Yeah, it could be
saying
a little
projecting
closer.
A certain, like, beauty of yourself.
Dominant.
Sort of, okay, it's turned... Okay, that's interesting. Like, stemming from the person. Okay, interesting. What? Yes. Yeah, but that's shot. I mean, exactly. The ska is that he's giving a certain pride to the fact that he's able to, give off this impression of superiority or skill. Yeah.
Rabbi, doesn't that mean that, let's say, the maskana, Tosas and Tosas Arid, who include Shofar, are going to have two reasons for why Shofar is in Kedenas and Nager? Based off this, let's say since it includes in Shofar, doesn't that mean the maskana, they're going to have two reasons? Number one, because it's Ikar and Lepin Hashem. Nimi, and number two, let's say because of two reasons for.
Remember, it's the chazar. In order for in kategor nasa senegar to apply, you need to fulfill all four conditions. It can't be a shinoi. It needs to be hakrava. It needs to be yisna, and it needs to be bifnim.
Uh-huh.
So it's not right. So there's just you need to match. So Tosas here is just explaining why you fulfill condition number three. And then it came into the Zikaron, who Kalif Dimdami, is just explaining why you fulfill condition number four.
So then, if we're saying, let's say that you need all four, then how does Shita's Rashi work then? Shita's Rashi,
so Rashi's Chiddush is that the factor of Kevin de Zikaron, who Kalif Dimdami, not only overrides the Bifnim,
it also
overrides the other ones. That's his Chiddush. Right, so that's a very important nakuda, that for Rashi, because he considers Shofar not to be Hakrava and not to be Yisna, his chiddush is Kivin Zikaron or Kilif Nimdami, and therefore it's like, and Kilik Hakrava and Kilik Yisna Dami, in the sense, whatever.
Yeah, Rabbi, what's Tachach to say that you need all four?
What?
What's Tachach to say that you need all four? Why don't you just have one?
Because the Shachar of the Gemara is basically explaining that, wait a second, why doesn't in kategor not Seger apply to these? Meaning they fulfill those conditions. The answer is no, because they don't fulfill this condition.
Let's say that they filled one of those conditions, it would have been fine.
No, meaning you were not going to have Inka Tegra Nasa.
Oh, right, because
each time they present a new one, say, oh, you didn't fulfill this one, knocks it off.
Okay.
Implying that you need to fulfill all of them. Yeah.
For Rashi, you still have Ishtani, no?
What?
For Rashi, you still have it's not Ishtani, no?
That's good.
Well,
I mean, when it's not Ishtani, that's when it applies.
So what?
And when there's no Shinoi, that's when Inka Tegra applies.
I'm saying, so. According to Rashi, we only need one. Meaning, it's hard to say that Ishtani is a gather on the same level as the rest of them, no?
No, it's a condition. There can't be a Shinoi.
Ishtani feels like more of a prerequisite rather than like a...
They're all prerequisites. It needs to... can't be a Shinoi. Has to be Yisna.
Yeah,
has to be a Krava.
So let's... Lamantral, if Rashi had that it was a Shinoi, let's say I sprinkled the blood and that was what the Shofar was.
Okay.
If Rashi had that it was a Shinoi, would he still say then, because it's Zikaron, it's...
Good question. Hard to know. Hard to know.
Yeah.
Hard to know because it happens. Yeah.
Also, the non-Yom Kippur reading of Rashi is that
Pashas. Yeah.
Yeah. In the end, if because Zikaron is like Bifnim and Bifnim like overrides the other one.
Exactly. The other two.
So why would the Gemara not just put Bifnim as the first one? Then as the first one, and then like why is Bifnim the last one if it really overrides the other one?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, good. So now we've been talking all about it. The fourth and final condition is bifnim, right? So the Gemara presents this by asking in the kasha, right? The Gemara asks, "Va'ikka." Let's make sure we finish in 10 minutes. "Va'ikka big day zav mibuchutz." Gemara says, "Wait a second, but what about big day zav bichutz?" Right? Although the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the big day zav bifnim, he wears it bichutz on Yom Kippur. Why is it not a problem? "Inka tegor nasasin egor." The Gemara answers, "Mibifnim kamrinan." Right? No, there's an added condition that in kategor nasa sanigur only applies bifnim. But now, Kiva, what does the Gemara ask? What does the Gemara now ask? If it needs to be bifnim, so then why does in kategor nasa sanigur apply to what? Apply to shofar. Gemara's already, shofar nami bibachutsu. Right? Shofar is blown in every single shul. Bain Baritz Yisrael, Bain Bachutz Laritz. Can't get more mibachutz than that. And the Gemara gives us a very, very important answer. Kevin dilizikaronhu, kibifnim dami. explain exactly what this means. Because for whatever reason, shofar is a zikaron, therefore it's as if it is bifnim. So let's just explain everything here, right? So this fourth condition of bifnim, again, is saying that in order for, you know, the ein kategor nasa senegor to be triggered, meaning it has to also be like lifnei Hashem, lifnei lifnim. Again, it's another, you know, threshold in terms of how inappropriate is it. Not only is it the same object, not only are you being makir b'lifnei Hashem, not only is it, you know, you're deriving benefit from it, but it's mamish lifnei lifnim. It just adds to the shtach, it adds to the inappropriateness. According to the Gemara, you need that high level of inappropriateness to fulfill all four conditions in order for in kategor nasa sanegor to be triggered. Oh, but then the Gemara, as we just pointed out, the question is, how does shofar going to fulfill this condition? And the Gemara's Machadish is a very, very important yisod. Okeven de lizikaronu kibifnim dami. Before we explain the chiddush of this klal of kevin de lizikaronu kibifnim dami, we have to point out that this is actually subject to a machlokas. Does everyone agree to this yisod of kevin de lifnim? So kevin de lizikaronu kibifnim dami?
Not Rav Yossi.
Exactly, not Rav Yossi. Thank you, Gavi. If you look further on in the Gemara, Rav Yossi, you mind reading?
Me?
Yeah, Rav Yossi Amar Lecha, right? Rav Yossi is going to respond. The reason why, right, Rav Yossi is machshir, a shofar shalpara, is, and he doesn't think it's a problem of ein kategor nasa sanegor. Not because he rejects the concept of ein kategor nasa sanegor, it's because he thinks that you need this tanai of lefim. Go for it,
Rav Yossi Amar Lecha. The ka'amrus ein kategor nasa sanegor hanimili mevifrim.
All right, so it's very important. Before we come to explain the chiddush of kevin d'lizikaron, who kilefnim dami, we have to appreciate it's a huge chiddush. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. That meaning, Rabbi Yossi, the reason why Rabbi Yossi is makshir, right, a shofar shapara, and doesn't apply the psul of in kategor nasa sanegor to shofar, is because he says in kategor nasa sanegor is limited to when it's actually bifnim and shofar is not. So we just have to appreciate before we, you know, explain what this chiddush is. We have to appreciate that it is a chiddush, and it's subject to a machlokes. The Tanakama holds this yisod, but not Rav Yossi. But now let's get to the analysis of what does this mean? What does that mean that shofar is a zikaron, and therefore it's kibifnim dami? So already, I guess 2 days ago, I'm losing track of the days. Already a couple days ago, we presented one mahalach in terms of how to explain zikara. Right, and one mahalach is that the reason why shofar is a zikaron is why? Because shofar is a din in what?
Tefillah.
In tefillah. Right, so one mahalach to explain shofar being a zikaron is if you connect shofar to being a din in tefillah. And we had the Rav in the Pisna Hari Kadam who developed this and said that the reason why shofar is a zikaron is because since shofar is a din in tefillah, and if the getter hamitzah is that, or it's begetter tefillah, and we know from the Rambam and Hachos tefillah, that based on the kavanos of tefillah, you have to have kavanas if you're standing lifnai lifnim, mamish lifnai Hashem, in Shemayim. So the Rav says, therefore the getter of tefillah is kilifnai lifnim dami, and therefore once the getter of tefillah is kilifnai lifnim, that carries over to shofar, assuming that shofar is a din in tefillah. So the first makor, for the first approach that the zikaron is referring to a din in tefillah is the Rav, right? B'shem the Rambam there. There's one second. What?
Second.
One more time.
Second day.
Remember, in terms of trying to explain.
No, I'm saying that was
on the second shir. Oh, fine. Good. Sorry. Good. Oh, there's one other rishon on the daf here, who also explains zikaron as being connected to tefillah. Which Rishon said that? Remember, there was one Rishon, the Ritzvah, beautiful. All right, when the Ritzvah, do you have it inside? When the Ritzvah is explaining, right, why it is that shofar is a zikaron, he connects it to tefillah. But yet the Lashon is very, very important here. It's towards the end. See, hi shofar, do you have it? Yosef? No, this is the one that's on Chavav Mel. See, hi shofar. Very important. Hi shofar. Kevan d'lizikaron asi. Why is it a zikaron according to the Ritva? Because it's machnes that's filasin shal Yisrael lifnai lifnim. But it's very important. If you pay careful attention to the Ritva here, does he say that the shofar itself is the tefillah? No. He says it's machnes the tefillah, which is a very important nekuda, which I think is Ritzvah L'shitaso, which how do you see the Ritzvah Lama Dalet? Also, we don't have time to read inside, but the Ritzvah Lama Dalet also has this formulation that not that the shofar is a tefillah, but rather that the shofar accompanies the tefillah. right, accompanies the tefillah and enables, facilitates the Kabbalah of the tefillah. But again, according to the Ritzva, right, so again, it's not exactly the same as the Rav. Right? The Rav was saying it's because, the reason why Shofar is a Zikaron is because Shofar is a tefillah. So the Ritzva is slightly different, also connected to tefillah, but it's important that there's an important nuance that according to the Ritzva, not that the Shofar is a tefillah, but rather because it accompanies the tefillah, so therefore it's still considered Zikaron, Lifnai Ulifnim. Yeah.
And the Rav has to say that the Shofar's been in tefillah, and tefillah is Zikaron, and therefore the... And the Rambam goes with Nivor,
yeah. But for the Ritzvah, since it's like going alongside, that's why, because it's like a company, it's like Tafel too. Because the shofar is like Tafel to the Tefillah, which itself is Lefnai Lefnim, so therefore the shofar itself is like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like the little brother who's going, you know, who's traveling alongside holding its hand. So it's like holding the hand of the, you know, Kavyachal, holding the hand of the Tefillah, so therefore it's also considered Lefnai Lefnim. Yeah.
According to that, anytime, let's say, you daven or you make any prayer in the Beis HaMikdash, wouldn't, and let's just tell you, anytime, let's say, you shech the par, and which is considered like a tefillah, like a tefillah is going to get upon and tick now, but isn't that anything that's snager, because it's going to enter the penimius, and you like can't ever shech the par, because it's always going to be inkateg and that's snager?
But what's the inkateg? I mean, the chefzah shel tefillah is not a problem.
But it's the par. The par is the
par itself is nekrat b'chutz.
Right, but you're saying, but it's coming to tefillah inside.
What?
Let's say, because tefillah's going to get karbanos, you know, karbanos. Let's say, anytime you do vidu, anytime you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's say, next year.
Tefillah's are going to get karbanos, but the karban itself.
It accompanies that, because it's the goal, no?
But what?
Because a little bit of tefillah, let's say, on the shofar isn't the actual tefillah, it's just accompanies the tefillah, which you're saying.
But what's accompanying the par?
What? But your tefillah's.
Why?
Because, let's say, because your karban is going up to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
But when there's no karban, then you have the tefillah's connected karbanos. When you have the karbanos, the karbanos don't need to be accompanied by a tefillah.
Okay, fine. Let's say, like, when you do vidui, and you daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then shouldn't then that also go to the penimius? You're doing vidui, let's say, on your karban. So your karban plus the prayer going to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Isn't that being kedegan as snager? You can never do vidui on a par. According to the Ritzva, it's going with your tefillah.
So again, what's the ikar? What's the tefel? Here, the shofar is tefel to the tefillah.
Okay.
So therefore, it's like. Tafel, and therefore it goes with him with the tefillah. There, the vidui, there the par isn't tafel to the vidui. I mean, the vidui is really tafel to the par.
Why should that make a difference? If it's accompanying, it's accompanying.
Because I mean, the point is, the par only gets the lefnai lefnim if it's accompanying the tefillah. You know what I'm saying? So I think the koveh would be what the ikar is. Okay, we only have really a couple minutes left, so let's just quickly do the second mahalach here. Right, okay, so in terms of, rather, we're trying to explain now, what is this idea that shofar is a zikaron? So the first mahalach is connecting shofar as a zikaron to connecting shofar to tefillah. Either like the Rav, that shofar is tefillah, or like the Ritzvah, that it's accompanying tefillah. Oh. But you also need to explain, what are the other approaches going to say? Let's say that the other approaches that, you know, that tefillah, sorry, that shofar is just a din and shmia, maisa shmia, or it's just a maisa tekiah, or that it's, or it's a hurei tshuva. So how are they going to explain this idea of zikara? Oh, so there's like two mekoros that I had, you see, both the Turi Evan and the Icarus Agrid have these alternative explanations of what shofar is as zikara. And they're not saying, right, it's not that shofar is a zikaron because shofar is connected to tefillah. It's rather that shofar has a din in zikaron lifnei Hashem. I'll explain exactly what that means. First, the Turi Evan. Right, the Turi Evan on the spot here connects the zikaron of, or Kevin's zikaron, who kilifnim dami, to the zikaron of what? Of chatzotros. Right? Right? Because in the context of chatzotros, which are blown on the Moadim and Rosh Chodesh, right, the Torah describes the chatzotros as being as akim and zikaron lifnei elokecha. And the Turi Evan has a very mechudash idea that, right, the reason why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is because Rosh Hashanah is both what? What are the two aspects of Rosh Hashanah? It's both a Rosh Chodesh and a Moed. And because Rosh Chodesh alone and Moed alone has a din of chatzotros of zikaron lifnei Hashem, but on Rosh Hashanah, where you need two zikarons, because it's both a Rosh Chodesh and a Rosh Hashanah, so you need two zikarons. So you need a zikaron of the chatzotros and a zikaron of the shofar. And in that way, the Turi Evan says that the shofar is a din in zikaron lifnei Hashem. So again, according to this mahalach, it's not that the geder hamitzvah of shofar is a zikaron. It's more that the result of shofar, that the kiyam mitzvah of shofar brings about a zikaron lifnei Hashem, similar to the kiyam mitzvah of chatzotros. right? So not that you have to say that, oh, that the getter hamitzvah of shofar is tzfila, and that's why it's zikaron, but no, that when you're mekayim the mitzvah of shofar, whatever its getter is, it could be a pure getter of shmiya, a pure getter of tekiah, a din in hurei tshuva, but when you're mekayim the mitzvah of shofar, there's a kiyum of zikaron lifnei Hashem, which according to Turi Evan, comes out of this idea of zikaron lifnei Hashem by the chotzotros, and there are two zikaron lifnei Hashem by Rosh Hashanah, one of which is accomplished by the shofar. I'll take all questions at a moment. I'm trying to quickly do the igros agrid. The igros agrid also, then shofar aleph beis, also understands this idea of kivon the zikaron hu kilafim dami, is based on this idea that the kiyum mitzvah of shofar brings about a zikaron lifnei Hashem. In the context of the igros agrid, is trying to explain the discrepancy between shofar shel yovel, shofar shel yom kippur of yovel, and shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Right? And in short, he develops, we don't have time to go through all of it, in short, the Rav develops based on many Makaros, that the purpose of the Shofar Shel Yovel is very different than the purpose of the Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. The purpose of the Shofar Shel Yovel is to do what? Is to announce the freeing of the slaves. That's its purpose. But the purpose of Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, again, is Zikaron Lifnei Hashem. It brings a couple of rayas for that. Number one is the pasuk of Zichron Shura Mikre Kodesh. The fact that the pasuk describes Shofar in terms of Zichron Shura, again, the Zikaron. The second raya is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, where the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, again, in the context of Shofar Shel Yovel, describes Tikias Rosh Hashanah, Kihi Zikaron Lifnei Hashem. Again, the Rambam describes that the kiyum of shofar is a zikaron lifnei Hashem, and with that, the Igros HaGrid said because the kiyum of shofar is a zikaron lifnei Hashem, that's pshat in our Gemara of kevan de zikaron hu kibifnim dami, right? And in this, the Rav explains why. Therefore, there's only chatzotros for the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, accompanying the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, because chatzotros like Tiri Evan are all about zikaron, and therefore it's only shayach to the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, not shayach to the shofar shel Yom Kippur. But in short, just a summary, we have two different mahalchim in terms when the Gemara is this very important yisod of calling the shofar zikaron. The first mahalach of the Rav and the Ritzvah is that because you're connecting shofar to tefillah, and tefillah is a zikaron. Second mahalach is that no, it's more that the kiyum mitzvah of shofar brings a special zikaron of Klal Yisrael, lifnei Hashem, and that's the pshat in that yisod. We will stop here because it's exactly 12:42.
Arnon, what are we on Rosh Hashanah that there are three zikarons, right? Because